Psalm 45. I'll read the heading. It's part of the inspired word of God. To the chief musician upon Shushanim, for the sons of Korah, Masjil, and instruction, that means, a song of loves. I'd like to read a couple verses from this psalm. It's been an instruction to me, and perhaps I can share how the Lord has instructed me from this. It was read this morning in the breaking of bread, and it came before me with a lot of force. I'll read two verses. My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a many ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. This psalm gives us a beautiful illustration of worship. That which is due to our Lord Jesus Christ. He's worthy of our worship. And there's some instruction here. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. I'll read another translation. I say what I have composed touching the king. I'll tell you why this came before me, and it's not to be critical for one second. We sang a lot of hymns this morning. I love hymns. I love poetry. I love sacred songs. But there's something that's better than that. It's that which we have composed. I say what I have composed. What someone else has written is their composition. When I come into the Lord's presence, what have I composed? How have I prepared? Does the Word of God speak of this? If we looked at the 96th Psalm, it says this: bring an offering and come. If we looked at Deuteronomy 26, it speaks of the first fruits being offered. And they were carefully to prepare those first fruits, bring them to the Lord, and set them down before Him. There's preparation, personal preparation, that goes before being in the Lord's presence so that there will be worship, that which is due His name. Look at the first part of that first verse. My heart is inditing a good matter. A better translation, my heart is welling forth with a good matter. I think of a pot that's on the stove and the heat is applied and it begins to boil. You put a lid on it and it boils. It just comes out. That's a heart filled with Christ. It comes out. It can't be contained. It's the enjoyment of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me, personally enjoyed. How do we prepare? You don't prepare 5 minutes before you come to meeting to be in the Lord's presence. As a brother says, you don't take an express train from Egypt into Jerusalem. No, it's the week spent with the Lord, spent over His Word, with the enjoyment of Christ. And we come into His presence and our heart bubbles up with a good matter. And we stand up and we give Him that which we've enjoyed of Himself. Present to God the enjoyment of Christ. Our personal enjoyment of Him. Maybe you can understand it a little better. Just to give you a little illustration. we've all received birthday cards. And you get a birthday card. Someone goes to the store and purchases a very nice birthday card. And they sign their name. They put a little personal note in there. And that's nice. And it's thoughtful. And it's good. My last birthday, I got a birthday card from one of my daughters. She found photos of myself and her, and they were on the back front cover, in the middle, on the back, and words written by hand about her love for me. That card is on the top of my dresser today, and I look at it with joy and with happiness. What does it mean to God the Father when we've enjoyed His Son and we stand up and with our own lips, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer? May the Lord encourage us that it would be so when we come into His presence.
We sang 331. 331.
Father, Thy sovereign love and forgiveness is in our surrounding.
Glory all belong.
Children here, and a little hymn came to my mind in connection with what our brother just sang, and I wondered if we could sing it. It's really easy. We all know it.
Running over, running over.